graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 176 of Suplex City Limits for August 25th, 2018. Poppin' motherfuckers like Orville Redenbacher, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the Sultan of Smoke, my co-host.
It's the lawnmower, man. Tyler Fudge.
What the fuck? Oh shit! You'll have to listen to SCL Extra.
That will come out. That will come out, but you're going to make you want the SCL Extra. It'll come out in the middle of next week. You'll want to hear it because you'll want to know why we're talking about the lawnmower man. Tyler Fudge.
People are thinking like they haven't done SCL Extra in forever.
What have I missed?
We don't usually have to waste a bunch of time listening to a dude mow the lawn outside. Fuck. What is the weed of the day over there, man?
Juicy Jack. Not to be Juicy mistaken. Juicy Jack. Yeah, Uncle Andy touches you. Juicy Jack, well, you know, he says little things in your ear, makes you a little tired. But I mean, in all, the dick's not being touched. So that's a plus.
That's pretty good. I have whatever the guy gave me.
Yeah. It just ain't ditch weed. That's all I know.
No, it's pretty good. I think it's got a little bit of a overpowering indica to it. Kind of makes me want to take a nap, but
that's,
you know.
That's how I prefer all my weed. I don't want to fuck with a sativa unless it's noon.
There you go. Suplex City Limits. We're not fucking around when we say the pot smoking is wrestling pot on the internet.
No, man, I also got some gas here if you want to talk about that. Still got some Uncle gas? Andy. I still got a little bit of MK Ultra left, too. I just...
Got it all over there.
Oh yeah. I wanted to buy Pineapple Express, but it wasn't very good. It didn't have a good rating.
Mm. Well, there you go. If you're a smoker, and to encourage you to spark it up. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Futteration if you like the show. Consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We got 4 designs available. They're badass shirts, man. Pick them up. Wear them around. Show everyone that you're a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or you can donate on our Patreon. Get yourself a shot on the show as a producer. Like our friends Caleb. Not the Mizcast. Mizcast, if you're listening, your shit was declined, bro.
Bro.
So I shouldn't have said his name at all.
But then you embarrassed him, though. And told everybody that he's broke.
Yeah, turns out the Mizcats might be in financial trouble. Or he's just sick of our shit. He's like, I'm not giving those guys
any
more
money.
That
could be true. I guess. I mean, time counts for everything. On with the Patreon.
See Money Casey, Infamous Chris Savage, B Rad Brad, Kick Ass Keith Martin, The Maniac Michael Thomas, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, our boys at Wrestling Soup Podcast, The Rice-A-Roni Jabroni Tyloni. Did you see the tweet that he put out?
No.
It's just like him probably in a grocery store, and he's like holding a box of Rice-A-Roni next to his face, and it just says Rice-A-Roni Jabroni. Popped me so hard. I love you so much for that, Tyloni.
I haven't seen that. Oh. Yeah.
Fucking awesome. And 2019 Muskegee Interracial Intergender Orgy at Max's Garage. Dude, hit us up on Twitter. Tell me where this thing is at. We want to show up.
Yeah, I'll come out balls in hand, just like Randy Orton, man. I won't ask you to shake my hand. I'll just ask you to suck my dick.
There you go. I mean, that's kind of a meet and greet that I'm down for.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm super down for a tongue on my balls.
I know we're still talking like 2019 Vegas trip. So one of the things I was thinking is like maybe we could offer a tier, like a, you know, to be inspired by StarCast and shit. Maybe we offer a tier where like they can double team a prostitute, you know, with me or you.
Oh man. Yeah.
That's a VIP experience,
that's,
right?
That's in the paint.
It's up close and personal with your boys. This week on the show, we're taking a brief look back at SummerSlam. We'll talk a little takeover. Fucking brief. We've got some Lucha Underground, NXT, News of the Week, top three. Got a little something bit from Burbs. I assume he will do some bitching if history shows anything. So let's get into it this week with the SCL top three.
Suplex City Limits
top three.
Suplex City Limits top three. Our top three matches of the week were all from NXT TakeOver. Yes. Much of a surprise there.
Yeah.
Take us through it, man.
Well, the first match we'll talk about, I guess we show Mustache Mountain versus Undisputed Era. It's not as good as their television match, in my opinion, but still a fucking fantastic match.
A very good match. Super hot crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I enjoyed the shit. I thought overall TakeOver was badass.
There was not one match that I was like, fuck this match. It was like, because the Shayna Baszler, fuck the Mustache Mountain, man. Let me talk about this. Let me talk about that. No.
That's not even on our top three.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, never would be. Because, I mean.
Dude, Bate is, I mean, some of my takeaways from this, just that Bate is so fucking good. And like, 5 years old. I don't know how old he is. 14.
Was he 21 or something like that?
He's 21 years old.
Madness.
So fucking good.
Can you
good.
Imagine being that good at something at 21? Like, yeah. I wasn't that good at beating off at 21. Let alone that good fucking
licking pussy at 21, but other than that, yeah. Really good. 70s is throwing in the towel, which is like, they're starting to kind of realize what New Japan does with callbacks and shit. I thought there's a lot of stuff in your Gargano Ciampa was like,
yeah,
callback city, man.
Yeah, it was full of it. They are. It's one of those things where you look at Triple H books these shows as a wrestling booker would, and not as a senile 75-year-old man.
I think it's his birthday today.
Maybe he's 92. I don't know.
The only reason I know it's his birthday is because Mike Kanellis is on Twitter kissing his fucking ass.
Oh, yeah, looking for some spot on TV.
I'm so thankful that you fucking pay me for nothing. Like, why do they pay him?
Exactly.
Bring him in. Like, he shows up and he's like, they get signed, him and his wife, and then they show up and like, oh, by the way, I'm addicted to drugs and she's pregnant. Like, what the fuck? I mean, he's a nice guy. I root for him. I wish they actually would put him on TV. I thought that gimmick sucked, though. The
gimmick
fuck,
really
though.
Does suck. The Hallmark card fucking creed.
Yeah, I thought the song was pretty catchy.
It was. It was very, like Poison-ish, 80s love ballad-ish.
Yeah.
But I like this character in Impact. He was the I don't know. There was one during a wedding. He was drunk, and his whole deal was he was drunk at the wedding. It was fucking hilarious.
Wow, that's a real fucking stretch for him.
He probably was drunk.
I don't know if I can do this, guys, but but post match, and dude, Strong and O'Reilly did retain, which we called here. I enjoyed the shit. The War Raiders come out, kill them, and not only kill them, but kill them tremendously.
Oh, yeah. Like, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. It's like, if these two get off in a fair match, the War Raiders haven't won. You know what I mean? That's the story going forward now. It's because Undisputed Era has the numbers. I'm sure Bobby Fish is soon ready. He doesn't have the crutches anymore. So you can have, you know, kind of a Freebirds rule thing, or just one of them on the ringside that fucks them over. And that just prolongs their feud. And the one time, probably at War Games, when they'll get the match where, I don't know, maybe.
And do we need Fish anymore?
Well, I mean, no, but the having fish there gives them the numbers as a modern day four horseman. Right. So,
yeah, I enjoy it. I love how Hanson at the end, though, he's like, it was really awesome. They kill him. They fucking. Yeah. Awesome. And then like Hanson is not paying attention to do the arm thing. And the other guy just stands there.
Row.
And he just stands there and he's like, listen. That's it. His arm up in the air. Like, what are you doing, dude? You fucking Gomer.
He's been listening to our show and he doesn't want to do that stupid headbanging gimmick.
No, they still do that. I fucking hate that.
I do. I hate that so much.
And you're supposed to like yell war. No. Which is cool, no, but like no. I don't know what that has to do with being like Vikings or anything, you know?
I didn't think the Vikings had heavy metal.
I mean, they're not really that much like Vikings anymore. That's been kind of toned down.
No, yeah.
Sort of. But yeah, that'll be awesome, dude. Them and Undisputed Era.
Yeah, that would. We've been waiting for War Raiders to actually have a prominent role on the show.
And, they haven't done shit with them until now.
No, they haven't. And this match, this probably a series of matches that will be coming, are going to be fantastic.
They're one of the best tag teams in the business, man. Easily. I mean, top five, easy.
They made the New Japan tag team division fun to watch because God knows now it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the heavyweight one sucks. I can't even name, like, it's like only a few teams.
I can't tell you who the champions are to be. Young Bucks.
Yeah. Well, now Young Bucks. Yeah. Right. They had to move them up. That's how fucking barren division was.
It's so true.
So yeah, good shit there. Might as well keep it in order here. There's another top three match. Velveteen Dream, EC3. Nope, no, that wasn't. I take that back. I'm sorry. As I read it, I'm like, wait, that match wasn't very good.
Adam Cole and Ricochet? Yes.
Yeah.
That match was fucking tremendous. The super kick to the what move was he doing to get the super kick? Was it just like a
moonsault backflip? Yeah.
It was beautiful. Just perfect. Like it was crisp. It was dead on, and it made for a gif-able moment. It's perfect.
Yeah, do you see Steve Austin actually was talking about how Ricochet is like the most talented in-ring guy he's ever seen.
I can see that. He's
Austin putting over a guy who does flips? Shit, son. Goddamn, son.
Goddamn.
What a time to be alive, dude.
Right? Out of all the old greasy men wrestlers, he seems to be the one that's at least most with it.
Well, Ricochet does the crazy flips and shit, but I think he does all the other shit good too.
Oh yeah, he's I don't know, there's not too many matches I see with like a old school psychology wise that he does. Well, yeah. But it's psychology in a different way. I get behind it. What he does is crisp, it's clean, he doesn't fuck up moves. He does a 630 senton every second night, and he hasn't died yet. So I think that's a sign that you're pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I thought this match was great. Ricochet is the new champion. I don't know how they're going to handle that. He's still awful on the microphone.
Oh, he's abysmal.
And like as a character, I don't know what he is. Like, what is he? He's a dude. He can flip. He's
a guy that's really good at stuff.
Yeah, and not talking.
And that's basically the template for just white meat baby face.
I don't know. We'll see what they do with that. But I really enjoyed that match. I thought this was actually probably my favorite match of the show.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I could see. It's a toss-up.
They didn't have any of the other bullshit, right? They didn't have any of the other shit to throw in there that the main event had.
No.
So it sounds like two dudes having a match with no steps and shit.
Really good.
Really fucking good. Yeah. But yeah, two guys who, if they were on the main roster right now, would be on 205 Live or,
yeah,
you know, or Ricochet would probably be in Titus Worldwide.
So. Yeah. He'd be the one having the pseudo relationship with Dana Brooks, not Apollo Crews.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Ciampa Gargano, of course.
Yeah. How can you have a top three and not have a Ciampa Gargano match in it? There's another match that, you know, great, awesome, blow away. It was
what's that shit called? What, Jack? What is your weed called?
Juicy Jack.
Juicy Jack. All right. Halfway through that, you're like failing it out. Fuck. I'm at a 10 here today, too, as far as...
It's a Friday night. I just got done work. I got to work tomorrow, but technically it's the weekend. Got to get yourself nice and treatable.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, champ retained, as we called. I loved all the callbacks. He gets up with the crutch. I mean, there's a million things in there that just well done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... The ending was fantastic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How... He's handcuffed to the building or like the whatever the fuck the stage and just knees him off and then Gargano's fucked and Ciampa is it's so easy for him to get up because his arm is suspended. You know what I mean? So it's like he's already got the up there. So
yeah, like just fucking great. I guess I heard he has music now.
Ciampa. I heard that too. I also heard another spoiler that I won't give out because apparently everybody's good. All fucking all. It's not even a spoiler, really. It's just how the fans reacted to somebody.
Oh, I heard that too, actually. Yeah. I don't think that's a huge spoiler. No. I mean,
Gargano.
The fans were booing Gargano?
Yeah, saying Johnny Failure.
Wow.
So, like, I would imagine it's a sharp heel turn that he ends up doing.
I don't think it's weird to think that this booking is heel booking. It's not to me. It's like, you see a heel? No, I don't know.
What I see is not necessarily heel booking, but a heel persona starting to take over a babyface character.
Yeah, but I think that, I don't know, man. I don't think that makes him a heel.
No, but it's eventually going to make him a heel.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like I think they're going further and further and further where he's going to do more and more and more and then just lose himself and just fucking become. Full on heel, just he loses. I guess like,
yeah, within the story, I feel like he could do anything to Ciampa. You know, like Ciampa deserves anything that he does to him.
Yeah, yeah, you know? I agree.
So like, I don't feel like I don't view the character as he's turning heel or he's an asshole now because I mean he's just fucking angry. He's had enough of the shit, you know. So I like that, but
I like it too. But like, it's we don't know how the next set of tapings play out. Like he could just be maybe he fucking pushes Candice LeRae. Who knows?
I thought that they missed the opportunity with that. I know Tommaso they don't like Ciampa. To do that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They really should have done that. He should have fucking Death Valley driver or something. And she could take it. She knows she fucking knows what she's doing.
She took fucking thumbtack super kicks.
Yeah.
And bled out like a sif pig.
Her being underutilized is another fucking discussion for another day.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the other two matches on the show, The Dream and EC3. What did you think of that?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Because of the characters involved. The match itself was, EC3 is dreadful.
I thought it was, my main note on it, good but clunky. Just clunky, man. And the EC3 is really not good at all.
No.
But
it's something when you look at Patrick Clark and it's like, yeah, no, I for his experience, he's pretty smooth. You look at EC3 and it's like, how long has he been wrestling?
I think part of EC3 is just like he's immobile. Dude.
Yeah, he's
look
too
at
fucking
him.
Big. Yeah.
It's way too big.
I agree.
I thought for sure he was going to debut on Monday or Tuesday.
No, they didn't do nothing. I thought for sure he'd never pass a steroid test, to be completely honest with you.
Well, yeah, I question that too because I mean you've seen his back knee when he first came in NXT.
Oh yeah,
and I love how he has his back to the camera when he comes out. Like, hey, check out my back knee before you see anything.
Just know what I'm up to.
Yeah, I love the Dream though.
Me too,
dude. Pants? Call me up, Vince, on this fucking tights.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear how Triple H addressed it when he was asked about it? I thought it was a perfect way to say it.
Right.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said the Dream lost his phone and his friend Vince needed his numbers, or he needed to talk to his friend Vince. So he said, call me up, Vince. Got a new phone.
Pretty good. Yeah. Like, be careful what you wish for, man. If he went up there, he'd be done.
Yeah, he would be. He would just be death stranded, man. Just like the game.
Be a purple rainmaker on the apron. Pretty good shit.
Yeah.
They showed Matt Riddle high as fuck in the crowd. Oh,
dude, was he ever. Apparently he was wearing flip-flops, too.
Yeah, flip-flops with his suit. Yeah.
His bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. I had a tweet about that during the show that went like crazy. 500 or something fucking retweets and likes and shit.
What?
Yeah, a bunch, like 300-400, yeah.
That's fucking crazy. What was it?
It was like a picture of him looking like super baked with his thumbs up, and it was like, like, I wonder if Riddle had to quit smoking pot when he got signed by NXT. Oh, never mind. Or I guess not, or whatever the fuck. Dude, tons of bro chants. They know him. He's pretty good shit. Did you hear the story? This is kind of a news story, but where his wife is talking. I don't know who his wife is, but she's saying that basically he got an offer from Japan. And then he asked, who's that little fucking stooge?
I don't know which stooge.
Is it Sapolsky?
Oh, Gabe. Yeah. Fucking Chris.
He's like, hey, you know, what should I do about that? Blah, blah. And then all of a sudden he gets a WWE offer. Yes,
Chris Lovey goes over and fucking just like, hey, Matt's going to Japan. You want to swipe him up?
Yeah. Pretty fucking, pretty silly. Yeah, Gabe Sapolsky. He contacted Gabe Sapolsky.
Let's call him. No. We'll call him Chris Lovey. Chris Lovey. His alter ego from ROH. Chris Lovey.
And then, yeah, so right after that, then Triple H calls. I mean, I think in NXT he'll be good. I like the guy. Yeah. We'll see what they do with him.
Well, they're definitely going to stay away from the weed references, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah,
you think they'll keep? I mean, they have to keep the bro shit. They have to keep him as a king of bros.
Because that's all. That's him. Do you think Matt Riddle can cut a promo without saying bro? I watched the shoot interview. Bro is a part of his vocabulary.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Who do you imagine like him and Russo together? Bro, listen, bro.
I feel like Matt Riddle would probably get along with him because it seems like Matt Riddle gets along with everybody.
But yeah, but I mean, I still love the Dream. EC3, yeah, pretty shitty, but yeah. Good stuff. Happy to see the Dream go over in that. And we had Sane in defeating Baszler to become the women's champion, which is a good move because I don't like Baszler.
Fuck you, Baszler. And
there is no better baby face in peril than a cute little Japanese girl.
Really,
it is a fact, man. That's a pro wrestling fact. Jeez, I don't know what it is. As an American, like how you, I don't know what it is, but there's something about a little cute Japanese girl that you just like, you feel so bad for her. She's getting worked over, man.
Well, and they're really good at portraying emotion in their face. You know, because you look at Kairi Sane when she's trying to tell you that she's hurt, you know that she's hurt just by looking at her face. Because she just, you know, it just squints up, you know what I mean? She just becomes tense and then her mouth goes open. It's just every anime you've ever watched when somebody's hurt. Jim, fuck you for saying it's a Japanese cartoon.
You said squints and then anime with it like
well, I tried to say squished, but I said squinced. But you know me.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you.
But yeah,
I'm with you, man. She's great though, and she's fucking hot.
Oh, trust me. And I was going to pull Dave Meltzer then, but it was going to be a compliment, but I can't do it. Ah, fuck it. Seems like she's gotten a little more meat on the bones, and I like it.
Mm. Yeah, she's fucking really hot and great. Like best woman wrestling down there. Who else is there? Like, who do you think of like the standouts? Her, LeRae. I think Bianca Belair has a lot of potential.
She does have a lot of potential. Who debuted on NXT this week? Was it?
She had a match against Deonna Purrazzo.
Deonna Purrazzo, yes.
Who also has a lot of potential.
Yep, I agree. She's really good for her experience wise. Io Shirai coming in is going to be taking that over real fast. Who else? I don't know. Well, if you want to count the NXT UK division, Tony Storm.
Hey, why did we put over? We put over Tony Storm all the time on here.
Because she's great and she's got a nice like bottom.
She's got a nice bottom. So yeah, that was TakeOver. Great show. I enjoyed the shit out of it. It started an hour earlier, which was weird, but it was over, man. It's like 2.5 hours done.
Yeah.
On with your life.
I didn't get to see it live. I was out at a barbecue, but as soon as I got home, that motherfucker came on. I was high on edibles. Fantastic.
Yeah. Mrs. Vicious was out of town, so I was bacheloring. So I watched it live. It was a good fucking time. SummerSlam. I watched this live too.
Boy.
No, wait a minute. No, I did watch it live.
Oh, I didn't watch it live. I went over to Travis's about 2.5 hours after it started, and then we picked and chose.
Yeah, it's a good call. I kind of fucked off here and there. You know, I fucked off. I had to wait like 1 hour and 45 minutes for my fucking pizza at pizza. I'm so pissed.
What a fucking...
I know.
Wrestling's not that fucking popular.
Dude, I don't know.
Can't be that many people.
SummerSlam, dude. Doesn't it seem like these WWE shows just have no energy? Like, the crowd didn't know energy.
There's nothing to be energized about.
I mean, I'm with you. I get it, but holy shit. Man. They popped for a big spot, and then that was it. Just back down, quiet, no real excitement in the crowd at all, man. And I don't blame it, because it sucks. I don't know.
They're not telling you any stories that make you want to get invested. There's no reason to get behind a certain wrestler because they're all cardboard cutouts. They're all the same veneer. It's all the same. So there's no reason to like one more than the other unless they're a fantastic worker. And then 3/4 of people don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah. Let's bust through this because I feel like a lot of it's just nonsense.
Okay, I didn't see anything on the pre-show.
I'll give you a little bit. The pre-show, Jerry Lawler was hanging around on the pre-show.
Cool.
Joe congratulates Renee on becoming.
Fuck, I just got it.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of waiting for you. Joe congratulates Renee on becoming a 2-income household. I thought that was awesome. A good line. Listen up.
It's the first time I'm hearing of this, and that's a fantastic line.
Revival defeated by the B team. I watched that. And it was really bad. Like Bo gets pushed and like trips over the pile, thus rolling over the roll up for 1, 2, 3. Fucking ridiculous.
Did you see the Revival apologize to Jim Cornette and a couple other guys for the B team being a thing?
Oh no, I didn't, but that's great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, other than that, though, this match is fucking stupid.
Let's bust it. Ziggler is defeated by Rollins.
I mean, it's a good match.
Boring to start. Got good by the end.
Yeah, and that's most WWE matches. You know, you had the dynamic of Dean Ambrose out there to counterbalance Drew McIntyre, and that's basically what Rollins needed to get the win.
Yeah, I mean, not bad. It's whatever, though. I mean, we've seen Ziggler and Rollins every which way. Fuck, man. You know, I just have a hard time caring. Like, I've seen these guys wrestle like every week on Raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they've already done a fucking hour long match, dude. How long ago was that? Fuck, that feels like.
Fuck, it was 2 months ago, maybe?
I don't know. What else? Renee was with Nikki and Brie backstage. Fucking awful. And it was weird coming into the show. The rumor is like Nikki Bella versus Ronda Rousey at Evolution.
Yeah, that's not something I really wanted to entertain. That's
so weird that these two broads are hanging around now. Like they're just kind of like there all of a sudden. Very weird.
Well, see, Jim knows. This is the thing. They came there to mention a couple words about Evolution, and then they wanted to promote Birdie B, Total Divas or Total Bellas, whatever the fuck they're doing.
Both of them.
Yeah. And all I could think of was,
you are a cunt.
That's it. Yeah. Times two.
Times two. Yeah.
Yeah. Double the cunt.
Double the
cunt. Now with twice as much cunt.
Sponsored by Vagisil. With twice the cunt, you'll need twice the yeast. Vagisil.
Dude, Evolution should probably be sponsored by Vagisil.
I think so. That would be a smart tactic.
Yeah. Or fucking birth control rings, like Nuva rings, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, nasty. The Bludgeon Brothers lose by DQ in the first of many DQs on this show.
Yes, and Eric Rowan would hurt himself.
It goes against pro. Like, I get it now that pay-per-views. Well, they're not pay-per-views, right? Well, they are still. I mean, you can order them.
You can.
it used to be where you pay shit off. The idea that you'd have three DQs on SummerSlam is like, what?
Yeah, it's all to make you want to watch the TV now, which is abysmal.
Why aren't you using SummerSlam as a spot to like blow off the big shit you've been? Well, they don't really do big shit, but between WrestleMania and SummerSlam, you can get that shit all out of the way and then kind of day after SummerSlam start all new shit, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's...
Instead, it's just a lot of bullshit like pushing it past. Why are you pushing feuds past SummerSlam?
Or at least end some of them. You know what I mean? Because I understand you can't just start every feud the night after SummerSlam. You got to have some carryover. But goddamn, like, there's no resolve in this show whatsoever. There was no resolve in WrestleMania. They don't do this at all. There's no resolve at the Royal Rumble. All we got was a Royal Rumble winner that we didn't fucking want. Oh, wait, no, it was Nakamura. It wasn't Reigns. Never mind. Okay. I don't understand.
Yeah, this is the last. This year was the year that two Japanese people won and then both completely pissed away their opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. At least Nakamura got a title. And
finally. And they seem to have no plan for that. So, yeah, the Bludgeon Brothers lose for using the hammers. I really thought it was a pretty good match. I think the New Day are fucking... I love the idea of putting it back. They weren't going to, though.
No.
They weren't going to. They were planning on doing like all this like bigger run with those guys. They have been there for 10 months. I looked it up. They debuted 10 months ago. And they were dead on arrival, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Well, because they fucked them from the hop, too. You know what I mean? They were supposed to debut Halloween night. That didn't happen. Then they said it was going to be a couple weeks later, and then that didn't happen. And then they
those
debuted.
Fucking
nobody
vignettes,
gave a
fuck. Dude,
man. John Pollock and Wei Ting did a better version of that. Did you ever see that video that they did, hype post-wrestling?
Yeah. You got your peanut butter in my chocolate. You got your chocolate in my peanut butter. Harper, Rowan, Bludgeon Brothers.
What? Reese Butter Cups.
Is that a Reese's Peanut Butter Cups commercial? Like, what the fuck? I'm surprised they don't, man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't come out. Maybe after this, they'll go face and they'll be like, they can come out and smash watermelons fucking Gallagher style.
Well, like, my question would be, do you think this is the end of Rowan?
Oh God, I don't know. How long is he out?
Well, he's got to get. He's had surgery on his biceps. That's probably going to be 8 months.
I think he's the shits.
Oh, he's
honestly
garbage.
I mean, I would let that guy go while he's hurt. Well, yeah, fuck him. Pay for his surgery. Send him home.
Yeah.
And can you save Harper at this point? Honestly,
I don't think they have any desire to have him as a singles competitor. Because the last time they had him as a singles competitor, all they could think of as a gimmick was he has eyes.
Yeah, the eyes all over his screen. It's drawn just eyes.
Yeah. Fuck.
Remember when he had that really great little fucking ladder match with Dolph Ziggler for the IC? That was fucking good.
He's a fantastic big man.
Yeah.
And it's just pissed away. Really is.
Speaking of pissed away, Strowman defeats Owens in like no fucking time.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you spent all this time building that up, you know, for like the last 2 months or whatever.
Just kills in less than 2 minutes.
I missed this while I was outside waiting for my pizza.
I was having a cigarette and I came back and was like, oh, really? That match is over. And then a replay showed and that's all I needed to see.
Yeah. We have the three-way, the match. I mean, if we need to discuss this Becky shit, I guess, right? I mean, I don't even care at this point, but...
I think we have to discuss flawed storytelling.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else to talk about here except for the worst storytelling I may have seen this year. Like, seriously. You've got
Sasha and Bayley, that's saying something.
Oh, yeah. This is much worse, in my opinion, because you got Becky... who's been being so cute and so bubbly and adorable, going around beating the shit out of everybody,
And being the most over woman on the show.
Yeah. And then she's finally granted a match against Carmella. Finally, after beating everybody, Charlotte comes back.
Her friend comes back.
Her best friend.
Gets into the match on bullshit fucking terms.
Yeah. Gets into the match because, okay, if you can beat Carmella, then you can get into the match. It's like, how about... she had to beat everybody in the division like Becky did to get her match. And then you got fucking BG James over there saying that Becky is Charlotte.
Oh, there's more to pile on there, too. Is the fact so her friend is in the match, then attacks her and pins her from behind.
Right? Right? Right?
Which, how are you?
Yeah. And who turns heel?
The fact that they didn't see that coming, that like, this is not going to work. You know what I'm saying? The crowd, they love her. Like,
yeah.
It's the fact that you didn't see that. So that's one strike. And then after that, you didn't change what you're going to do whatsoever. You ever come out and cut a promo on the fans? It's like, this is the stupidest shit.
Say
ever.
You weren't behind me ever. And then they do a poll on WWE.com that asks, were you behind Becky Lynch? 93 fucking percent.
I saw 95, but yeah.
Maybe it's 95. But yeah, it's just madness. It's absolutely. And then you got Road Dogg that says that Charlotte had the same mountain to climb as Becky. And you're like, dude.
He's like, you were mad about you didn't get the story you wanted. You know, this is the story we're telling, not the story you wanted. Excuse me? He's like, such a cunt. I fucking hate that guy.
Think about that, Jim. Yeah. We're not giving you the story you wanted. We're giving you the story we want to do. And it's like, fuck you, man.
And you're not even doing it good.
No, fuck you, you you're former drug addict, cornrow piece of shit.
I hate that guy based on, too. On Twitter alone, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
He's another one of those guys. Like, what a bullshit thing, right? Like, his brother had a fantastic drop kick. He was, like, by all accounts, a really good guy. He was great in the ring. He was underrated.
And then
underrated.
He has to go and die.
Well, he only has to die, but he didn't become a big fucking star either.
No, but
right?
He had to die, and then we're stuck with BG James.
Well, it's like the shittiest, biggest fuck-up of the whole family is the biggest star.
It's fucking
and tremendous. Still has a job in the wrestling business. What
crazy.
The fuck?
It's crazy.
We lost some followers this week over... people thought, like, I quote tweeted it, and I was like, said something about, you know, WWE employees defending their awful stories. And there's people, like, making fun of his sobriety and shit.
Oh.
And, like, that pissed a lot of people off. And, like, your followers are doing this. I'm like, those people aren't our followers. And they're like, I liked your show, but I'm not going to listen anymore. Like, I love that shit on Twitter. They're like, I'm not listening to your show anymore. Do you listen to our show where
they've
we talk about,
listened.
Like, women's wrestlers assholes for like 5 minutes and like what color they are and like what they taste like.
Hey Jim, which assholes in the WWE right now you think are bleached?
Oh dude, a lot of them.
Alexa Bliss for sure.
Alexa Bliss,
Lana.
Pink. Yeah. I mean all those chicks probably.
Probably.
Not Nia Jax, but
not Nia Jax. I don't see Sasha Banks. Seems a little odd. This is for proof that the people that get upset aren't actually listening.
That's just it. It's like you would listen to 5 minutes of this show and you would hate it. So don't sit and tell me that. And also, I don't fucking care. Like,
listen. Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit. You should have a more professional fucking.
Do you see any sponsors? Do we work for the WWE? No.
That's right. We work for our fucking Patreon donators.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and that's where it's going to go to entertainment as a whole. You can't be beholden to anything. If you have advertisers, they're going to go after them. If you have a platform that's hosting you, they'll go after it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't. The only way you're going to get an honest show that people want to do, you know, however the fuck they want, is when they're not beholden to anybody.
Yep, and then that's Patreon, essentially, unless they go to Patreon and be like, take these motherfuckers down.
Take down our Patreon?
You know what I mean? You never know.
Hilarious.
Did you see how, speaking of being taken down, Showbuckle, they're on Vimeo now because took them down.
Because the New Japan fucking did. And those are idiots. They should give that kid a job.
I know. He's telling the stories for him for anybody that can't speak Japanese, and he's doing such a tremendous job at it. And it's just... No, fuck you, man. You're using our fucking footage. It's like, okay, but I'm doing the job Access should be doing, but they're not.
It's weird, actually. It has the Japan connection. You know who that reminds me of? Nintendo.
Oh, yes. Speaking of Ultra Cunts and taking down all of the fucking ROMs.
Yeah, well, not that, but I mean, just like if you use any footage of a Nintendo game, like New Age shit on your videos, they'll fucking flag them.
Yeah. Hey.
Cunts.
They haven't flagged game with the Cox Wheel of Fortune yet.
There you go. But yeah, this was dumb. It was piss poor done. And the double down on SmackDown is the fact that they have to put out a poll to get it gauge what's going on.
Fuck, man.
And yeah, fuck that guy. He's an asshole for defending their shit.
One last thing before we leave the Becky Lynch conversation. When Monday morning, there was all kinds of debate on whether or not that was a heel turn, right, or not, because it was so confusing, because Becky's such a babyface and Charlotte's actually the heel. But when she left that ring that night, there was no doubt in my mind that she was a heel, because she was puckering her ass up, looking over her shoulder, doing a sexy walk, and I was like, I like this Becky Lynch.
Yeah, and also, too, there's a discussion to be had at some point about the fact that, dude, Charlotte is female Reigns, and if they don't fucking watch how they do it, she's going to be treated like a female Reigns.
Yeah, it's a line that they're really, really hovering over, for sure.
It's going to happen, dude, if they don't change course here. Now, hopefully, they understand now. I feel like you're just not in tune, man. From Sunday, gauging that, you should have known, okay, well, we can play her more as a middle of the road, you know? I mean, to have her go out and cut a promo on the fans is just so stupid.
It was. And you could tell that she wasn't even behind it. You know what I mean? Because there's no conviction.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. How can you get behind something that makes literally no sense?
Styles and Joe, your second DQ of the show.
At least this DQ made sense in the overarching story. Because we all knew this story wasn't going to end yet, because it's the first match.
Right.
But
it also set a world record, Guinness World Record, for the most people to chant TNA at the same time in history.
So. I can believe that. I can wholeheartedly believe that.
How is that one of the biggest chants your company ever gets? This 2018 when Joe and Styles wrestle in WWE.
Impact's over weird. There. Just fucking. Yeah. Don Callis is happier than picking shit.
I like Styles versus Joe. I thought it was. I thought it was. There's some sloppy shit in there, though, doesn't
there? Well, I mean, I look behind it. You know what I mean? Because it's all about telling this. I was more involved into the story. But yeah, I mean, of course, you got, you know, every now and then you're going to get some sloppy shit. The Styles clash should never be attempted on Samoa Joe.
A little much, right?
Yeah, that was sure he got him up there.
I don't even hate shit like that. I didn't feel like that was one of those botches where it's like, oh, it's a botch. I feel like it actually kind of adds to the realism.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I agree. The fact that, you know what, man, I can't get this last arm hook, but I got to get him down because he's so fucking heavy, but I need to get this move because this win is so important.
I thought it was pretty good. I still don't really get the whole angle. You know, I feel like we came up with a better angle for these two off the top of our heads last week, but
I'm into the angle. I like the whole Samoa Joe just being a fucking cunt and just fucking laying the fucking boots to Wendy.
Yeah, and good shit too with I like how he went into the crowd. Styles exited with his wife and his kid. Like, that's a nice little touch, whoever came up with that.
I agree.
You know, a little bit of attention to detail there. Elias tries to sing, breaks his own Acme brand guitar. What's the point of that? I don't know what that was supposed to be.
Man, I have no idea. To me, it was pointless. Absolutely pointless.
You're trying to get this guy over. Like, go out there and we're going to make you look like a fucking idiot. And I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I expected a terrible thing where Lashley would be like, oh, I did that to your guitar, you know? But they didn't even do that. So.
No, he just stood there for a second and then left.
Yeah.
Much like Randy Orton there the other night on SmackDown.
That was on this show.
That was last week's SmackDown, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to fucking tell.
It is.
Bo had a killer line when he was talking about Miz and Mers. He's like, I know about your new show, Miz and Mers. Shit. Fucking nicely done.
I see that IRS didn't investing in the Ivy League schools.
Yeah, all right. Miz versus Bryan was... Actually, I'm looking through it. The only matches I really liked on this show was Miz Bryan and Joe. And
Styles.
Yeah. Styles.
Yeah, I can get behind that. Because Miz and Bryan was a good match. I mean, they told a decent story. You know, Bryan just wanted to punch Miz in the face. And that Miz won with the Nux by punching him in the face is brilliant. It's good. It's good storytelling.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty good.
The match is, Miz is not a great wrestler, but you can get by with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And they're continuing on well with a fucking mixed tag.
Yeah.
That's why
now,
we,
man.
Kill I wanted, I remember when we were all, we wanted, man, what if Bryan could come back and have a mixed fucking tag feud with his wife?
Said dream no one match. Ever.
Yeah. Corbin Balor. Holy shit. He comes out as the demon.
The demon entrance was longer than the match.
Yeah.
We had two matches less than 2 minutes.
Oh, dude, this is what we've pointed out on this show many times, right? He comes out, he beats Corbin handily. Why? So he can lose the reigns the next day. That's how they do it, dude. That's how they fucking do it. Anybody who comes out and squashes somebody else, like that's of mid-card level, whatever, the next, they're going to be losing to Reigns the next day.
That's going
to
happen for a long time, dude. Oh, I don't see Reigns losing that title for. Oh, he could. He's beating CM Punk's record for sure, and Brock Lesnar's record.
Oh yeah, he's going to beat fucking Bruno Sammartino's record.
No, he's not going to have that title for 7 years, Jim.
Sure he will. Sure he will. Reigns must pose, dude. Forever.
Holy fuck. Unless like they do a storyline where Reigns gets the title super like get fused into his body and he just wears it forever. That you can do that. And then he's the big dog. He's got Superman punch, he can do it.
This is like the demon thing. I was like, really? Like why wouldn't you be the demon all the time if you win?
Right.
Like he wins all the time easily as a demon, so yeah, I don't know.
He's got a health bar or something.
Did you notice the little effect they had of like the swirling red sky above the ring? I thought that was awesome.
I thought it was great too. I was hoping you weren't going to shit on that because I was a big proponent of that. I thought that looked great.
I like that whatever augmented reality shit that they do. I think that's badass.
I
should
do
more of that stuff.
Yeah, except for like that New Day thing they did that one time with all the ice creams floating around or something like that. That was too much. But they did that it a couple times here and it was pretty good. Like I liked the SummerSlam logo over the ring when they opened up. There was another one they did. They did the AJ Styles Phenomenal logo.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It is cool. I like it.
Hardy Nakamura.
Yeah, that was a match with a guy that can barely walk. Does a Swanton bomb onto the apron.
Yeah. Cool. Leave that shit to Joey Janela, brother.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, exactly.
You're fucking bad, man. Man, Nakamura wins. I don't think anybody really gave a shit.
No.
Then Orton comes out. Yeah, decides not to attack. Yeah, see, that was on this show.
That was on this show, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
And then leaves.
Yeah. Man.
Okay.
He must have forgot his Purell. He needed to wash his hands before he went to the ring.
And also, dude, what is the basis of this? I mean, I know I'm really stretching.
He ripped his ear out?
But I'm asking that for today. Like, why is Randy Orton so angry at Jeff Hardy?
Because he doesn't like plugs, Jim.
He doesn't like fucking fancy earrings, I guess. Huh?
Fancy earrings, yeah.
But I mean, but why? That's the thing. You can't just do this shit. Like, well, they do, but he comes back, he attacks this guy. But why? You know, I feel like a little kid. But why? But why? But why does he do this?
But why, Jim? But why, Uncle Jim?
And also on a show with Andrade Almas and all these other fucking Insanity and Eric Young and all these other guys. Why the fuck are we having a Jeff Hardy feud with Randy Orton? These guys should both be gone. Gone with you.
Luckily, they've gotten rid of Matt. He is officially a producer now.
Oh, is he now?
He produced SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Great job, buddy.
Yeah. Great debut. Fuck.
Rousey and Bliss. I mean, I thought it was cool. Natty came out.
In Jim's
wearing
Jacket's
jacket. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool too. The match was short and sweet, at least. I thought Alexa did a great job at being a ragdoll. I thought she took the beating quite well and made it look somewhat convincing. Ronda Rousey's still a little wooden. But I mean, overall I was very entertained by the match. It was 5 minutes or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. Hopefully, here's another one where hopefully they understand that even having the Bellas get in the ring, the crowd starts booing. They're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Don't even do this.
Post-match with her, those coming in, that was disgusting. Why?
Well, everybody heard it. Everyone heard it. They're like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. But like, why? What's the purpose of Brie and Nikki Bella going into the ring with Ronda Rousey and Natty? It just makes no sense. But why?
None. Yeah, I don't know. Ronda Rousey's your new Raw champion. I just expect her and Reigns to just hold these belts forever.
It's possible.
And Charlotte on the other side forever.
Just retire the women's championships.
Yeah. And then the fucking Reigns versus Lesnar. Crowd pretty much shit on it. You know, not WrestleMania levels.
They quickly turned the crowd down to unhearable levels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it starts off as a roar of boos and then just turns to nothing. Absolutely nothing. And he's looking around at the reactions on TV. Yeah. This is looking fucking stupid.
Yeah. They muted the fuck out of the crowd here. But yeah, I mean, it's what it is, you know. Lesnar hurling the briefcase into the sun, I thought was great.
It's a fucking dead-on throw, eh?
The fact you could broke do that. The shit?
Yeah, he fucking broke all the pixels in that surrounding area.
It's awesome. But yeah, it was. I will give him this, dude. You know, we talk about how inept they are. I will give them this. That was a creative way to fucking pull one over on this crowd because they did it. They finished. They got the fuck out of there before the crowd realized what happened. And
they brought Strowman out to play as, you know, hey, you know, you might get Strowman as champ, so cheer. And they did.
Yeah.
And when he came out and him and Brock, you got to waste some time with him and Brock to not have Roman in the picture. And then the little time you did see of Roman was just him doing his big moves, and then he wins, and everybody gets to go home less tired and a little bit happier because we get to go home and sleep.
Yeah, very fucking. I mean, you got to give it to him, right? I mean, it's pretty creative.
I will admit it was a well booked main event, but it's
we'll still see not where the main after wanted to see after Monday. It's like, where the fuck are you gonna? I don't even understand where they're going now. So it's going to be like Strowman and people versus the Shield, and the Shield are faces and Strowman's the face and you get the briefcase. And if you're going to do the whole Shield thing, do that to keep Reigns away from the main event scene. You know, I don't put the belt on him, then put those two guys around him to try to get the crowd to cheer him.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hated. We should check in with our boy Burbs. I'm sure he's got some stuff to bitch about.
Maybe.
Bravo. Uniform. Lima. Lima. Sierra. Hotel. India. Tango. Bullshit. Suplex City Limits. What's going on, guys? It's ya. Boy Burbs. Up in the vicinity. What's going on?
Yo.
How are you doing?
Hope you're good.
My favourite gruesome twosome.
Yeah.
But I'm not particularly happy about you putting fucking Coddle in the Hall of Fame. I don't understand what your logic is. I kind of think that you're doing it to wind me up, but I mean, you acted serious on the fucking show, so I'm kind of like in two minds about it. Either way, your boy's not fucking happy about it. You know, I didn't even bring up the fact that you were spending me donation money, but this is crossing the line, lads. Do you know what I mean? I haven't said shit, but I mean, come the fuck on. You could have lifted me bail sooner. You could have even got Tyler some fucking geography lessons. But no, nothing productive. You just spent it on fucking weed. But that's why I let you off. Because I understand, for fuck's sake. Now I just forget I said anything. Fuck's sake. Anyway, SummerSlam was a bit more infuriating than that. So I'm going to quickly cover that shit and get to Raw and fucking SmackDown. Jesus Christ, kill me now.
9 minutes.
Fuck's sake.
Let's go. That's the regular bitch with Verbs.
That's
is that
the
good?
SummerSlam music. No, it's the NXT music, and I'm paying tribute to how fucking good the show was yet again. Jesus Christ, this shit is amazing. So yeah, SummerSlam, the fucking pre-show panel, yeah. Renee's back to doing something she can do, and she's got Booker T next to her, who I think had been drinking by the looks of it. Otunga the fucking robot with as much charisma as a fucking spoon. And then Lawler comes and joins them, looking like a fucking lobster wrapped up in a sparkly carpet. And the panel all laugh at Lawler whenever he says something to make him feel better about his son dying. Like, oh, we'll party till the cows come home, and then party with the cows. There's a few people who I know who are obnoxious, and Paul Heyman's all of them. I'm glad I wasn't commentating for that 205 Live match. They move faster than I can talk. Hangman Page is a better wrestler than my son. Get it? Get it? No? Nice to see that the tag team titles are being taken seriously again. Back on the pre-show once more. And it's not actually a pre-fuck all, is it? Because it's 2 hours. Which, if NXT is 1 hour, and that's classed as a show, and SmackDown is 2 hours, and that's classed as a show, then this is a full fucking show. So I'm watching two shows. This is just a shit show before the average show. Just give me a good fucking show.
Well,
not that kind of show! So SummerSlam, Dean Ambrose comes out looking badass as ever. Buzz cut, cool jacket with straps and pockets and cool holster things that look like they'd hold cool shotgun shells. And of course, that cute little plaster on his elbow. You fucking pussy, who wears plasters? Hey, and Rollins' leg seems to have gotten that bad that he's replaced his other one with solid gold to weigh out the imbalance. Good thinking. Nikki Bella and Brie Bella are backstage, and they're talking like that. Check her website, and I don't know why. Look at my hair, they have to emphasize. Look at my tits, pretty much everywhere. Look at my ass, that they say. So cool. Like, shut the fuck up, bitch, and die! And I say bitch and not bitches because they're twins. And if you both act like a cunt and talk like a cunt and walk like a cunt and look like a cunt, well, to become one bitch, you're a cunt! Becky Lynch snaps and throws Charlotte into the German announce desk. Like, why does it matter what nationality the table is? Like, are American weak, German a bit stronger, and then Japanese indestructible? Like, either way, it looks painful. However, not as painful as 10 minutes of watching fucking Charlotte cry after the match! Weighing the Styles is there during AJ and Joe's match, and every time the camera cut to her, she was just nodding along like a fucking bobblehead. Yeah, nice contribution, bitch. You're about as useful as Jim and Tyler helping getting me out! Not bitter, I'm not bitter. I'm not fucking bitter. Someone backstage has been fucking around with Elias's guitar. He comes out to do his gig, and just as he goes to start, his guitar snaps. I don't know who's responsible, but whoever the fuck did that, continue doing God's work. DM me your address, and I will start to pay you. Nice one. Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke. Obviously, my boy Shin wins. And whilst Hardy's out on the floor, Randy Orton's music hits. He comes out. Oh, now I'm excited. What amazing legendary thing is this amazing legendary legend gonna do? Oh, he's walking down to the ring. Oh, he's stopped. He's getting pissed off. He's getting fired up. He's gonna beat the fuck out of Jeff. What are you doing? Hey. He's walking away. He's walking back up the ramp. What the fuck? Hey, come back. Hey. Oh, he's just gone. All right, then. Right, this is SummerSlam, right? It is. Right, what the fuck? Rousey versus Bliss next. But first off, Natalya has to come down and get the fucking spotlight. Coming down in her dad's jacket and walks all slow like it's a fucking catwalk, making it all about her. Bitch, it was your dad who died. I don't know why you give a fuck anyway. You always acted like Brett was your fucking dad. Side note, Roman Reigns wins. Mundane Night Ball was on yet again. Yes, it's a weekly show. I can't believe it fucking is, but it is. It's still carrying on. And of course, Cunt's double Corbin comes out and kicks off at Finn Balor because he no-showed and sent the demon instead. Like, what the f***? Can someone just tell him it was fucking face paint? And yet this guy now is the GM of Raw. Yeah, believe it or not, he's been promoted to general manager. And yet on the other hand, he can't tell the difference between a little Irish gypsy and a little Irish gypsy painted up who looks like a fucking nipple tassel. Stephanie McMahon backstage having her arm seen to after having it pulled out by Ronda Rousey. Ironic as fuck though how Stephanie was sat next to a diagram of a backbone, considering she's probably one of the most spineless bitches out there. The Shield come out and spoil the cash in. And if you're one of them bastards you marked out for these faggots, then you can suck a fucking dick, you absolute WWE dick sucker. Pulled in so easily. Ambrose completely forgetting that Rollins is the one who put him out for nearly a year, and now he's teaming up with him and fucking Reigns, for Christ's sake. I hope you're ashamed of yourselves. And it's not a triple powerbomb, for fuck's sake. It's a normal powerbomb, but because the guy who's performing it is a weak pussy, he needs two of his lap dogs to help him pick up his opponent. Faggot! SmackDown Live. Ah, don't you wish the show was as good as this tune? Afraid not, though, homie. Miz comes out to celebrate his fucking well-deserved win. Go on, lad. And then cunty Bryan comes out and spoils it, as usual, and brings out fucking Cheese Bella. Of course. And she just goes and hits the Miz. You know, seems fair. Equality and all. Bitch! I take that back. Can't! Side note, I'd tell Paige to go fuck herself with a rusty blade, but the bitch would probably see it as a challenge. Peyton Royce gets a win in a one-star match to make herself feel good about her fake fucking tits. Still a cunt, though! Becky Lynch comes out, starts doing a promo, slagging off the crowd. I mean, why not? After all, it was only Paige's idea to add Charlotte to your fucking match. Charlotte comes out, and they start fighting, and then Paige comes out to the top of the entrance, because we can't have fighting in a fighting environment, can we? Fuck no. And then she calls out all of the rest of the roster to somehow prize apart the two behemoths that are Charlotte and Becky. Like, why the fuck does all the roster need to come and split these two fucks up? Like, really? And also, why does Paige need to come out to the entrance to then go, hey, come out, like she already knows there's something going on, hence why coming out in the first place? Why not from backstage tell people to go and sort out the fucking mess? Like, why do you need to come out and get the spotlight and go, Paige here, guys, I need you in my ring. Oh, not that way, not now anyway. Go get them, guys. Get the fuck off me, TV! Anyway, boys, my voice is fucking killing me. Down to these bitches! There is no way your boy is surviving this Evolution shit. There is no way I'm watching it. There is no fucking way. I will do anything, but I will not watch that. I will go back to Alcatraz. There is no way I am watching that shit. No way. No. 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 Anyway, boys. Hope you're good. Hope you're high.
Oh, am I ever. I am
ready. Take care, boys. Thanks for having me.
Fucking love that man. Our boy Burbs, follow him on Twitter at Burberry Beats with threes instead of E's. Check out his YouTube channel, his music, also the Bitchin' with Burbs YouTube channel, which has all of the segments up there. So
yes, some may say
very good.
Some may say he is the best Welshman to ever be on the Suplex City Limits podcast.
Badass, man. Yeah, just nailed it, really.
And all I gotta say is I got word from Bret Hart on his thoughts on being Natty's father, and he had this to say.
I just assume blow my brains out.
Jesus. Yeah, it was like, we liked your dad, we don't like you. No, I don't actually. She seems like a nice enough person. But yeah, man, I don't really care about Raw and SmackDown. I don't like it. We've talked about most of it at this point.
Yeah.
Face GM Angle won't give Lesnar a rematch because, I don't know, they don't want to have him lose again. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be there on Monday and he wasn't.
The official word was that they didn't have anything for him, but yet you still advertised him.
Cool. We don't have anything for you.
He's Brock Lesnar, and you have nothing for him.
3-hour show, nothing.
No, but instead,
they probably will never go back to that. I mean, if they do, it'll be way down the road.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be after his UFC run.
Yeah, Ambrose takes on Ziggler here. Dude, just do the tag match. Just fucking do it. Now you're going to stretch this shit out all...
Till Hell in a Cell? Until...
God damn it. Anyway... I don't really care about any of this stuff.
No, there's nothing on this show that I have any burning desire to talk about.
Oh, AOP defeated Titus Worldwide. Guess who they pinned?
Oh, Apollo Crews.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Steph, I fucking hate her so much. I hated this whole segment. All the women stand around the ring. It was very dumb.
And then Ronda Rousey liberates the women to make them believe that they're allowed to be in the ring. Like, okay.
All the heels tend to Steph. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Sucks so bad. The Revival beat the B team in two singles matches.
Cool.
Yeah. And Angle is told to take a vacation. I think he's training for a match coming up at Hell in a Cell, probably. But, dude, heel authority figure. Yay. This,
give me another reason not to watch Raw.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, man.
And then Reigns defeats Balor in a, you know, pretty good, pretty good match. The crowd is distracted. I heard the story was this guy was like flipping off Reigns and teasing to jump the rail. So then he got thrown out and people were chanting asshole out of the shit.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Our favorite person got kicked out of that Raw too, didn't they? Or SummerSlam or something like that.
I think she got kicked out of two shows.
Oh, good. Good.
That, I don't want to talk about her, dude. No. She fucking blocked me on Twitter and shit.
I've never ever spoke to her. I don't even know her name. All I know is Casanova Valentine was friends with her. And that's disappointing.
It's sad what can qualify you to be a personality in the wrestling world these days, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, the crowd booed everything Reigns did. They cheered everything Balor did. They hated him. Bronze comes out and just gets shield power bombed. I don't know why. I don't understand any of this shit, but whatever.
The shield came off as heels to me, but I know Roman's not going to be a heel.
Oh, the crowd's not going to boo him anyway, so. Well, they're not going to boo the shield.
No, that's true. That's true. I mean, it's too early anyways, but like they to have Dean Ambrose be a heel, they made that stupid mistake with Rollins.
Yeah.
But no, they shouldn't make that same mistake with Ambrose, who came back looking like a miniature Triple H.
Yeah. Oh, man. SmackDown, a special episode of SmackDown Live. I never did figure out why it was a special episode.
Yeah, no, me neither. Wouldn't be able to tell you, honestly.
I just don't really care about any of this. Miz does the act sorry and then not, which is we've seen. It's every week, every fucking week.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Orton ends up attacking, you know, or well, throwing Orton all over the place, and this is going to continue, man.
Oh yeah, we got another stupid reckless swanton bomb.
Yeah, bad week to draw Peyton Royce as she takes win over Naomi because Meltzer hurt her feelings. So you get to win a match. Good luck, because you're probably your first fucking win. So you can thank Dave Meltzer, for getting your first fucking TV win.
Definitely wasn't any new tits that did it.
But yeah, this whole women's thing was just funny. Do you hear that they edited out the crowd burying on YouTube?
Like with Becky the and line Charlotte?
The lines that Becky says about the crowd.
Yeah, they took that out. They took all that out.
Once they ran a poll and found out that 95% of people.
Man.
And then Lana and Rusev defeat Almas and Vega. And not Lana pinning Vega either. Rusev pinning Almas. It's been good knowing you, buddy.
That's La Sombra. I'm La Sorry.
And Lana, the only time she has an athletic bone in her body is when Rusev is fucking her. Fuck me. Styles attacked by Joe. I like the R-Truth thing. This is the only thing I put an asterisk next to the things I really like on the show. And Styles interview with attacked by Joe. I like that. And the funny R-Truth shit trying to pin Carmella. I thought that was great.
Carmella's reaction was pretty good too.
New Day are the 5-time champs.
There's nobody else to do. You know, like there's nobody else to be champs. So let's give it to the New Day again.
So. Yeah. Sorry about getting light on their shit, but I just don't care that much.
Light on their shit. We talked about the WWE for an hour, Jim.
Well, I suppose you're right. you have to do it. That's the thing is like, every week I weigh. I'm like, can I get away with not watching these shows? Like, could we just have like, it's a podcast where we talk about good wrestling? You know, probably not though, because people, that's what they want. They want to hear that somebody else agrees with it being shitty. You know,
yeah, they want to know that they're not crazy and alone in this show being the dirt worst.
It's like when I see an awful episode of fucking Raw or something just really fucking bad, the first thing I'm like, I just want to hear what our friends are saying about it on their podcast. You know, or other people like, oh, I can't wait to hear Alvarez fucking be mad about this.
Yeah. You're always looking for the next golden boat incident.
Yeah, exactly. What's going down in Federation land, man?
We will have our next episode, Halloween Havoc 1990, will be out later on in the week. That'll be covering the Stan Hansen winning the television title. I'm sure while spitting tobacco all that over
sloppy
the place.
Fucking tobacco.
Man, disgusting.
He's awesome, though, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, dude, Stan awesome. Hansen's great. And then as well, we'll have the Ric Flair and Arn Anderson taking on, I believe, the Nasty Boys in a World Tag Team title match. And then Sting taking on, you guessed it, Sid Vicious.
Oh, God.
This is a show so bad, four of the matches are not on the WWE Network.
Why?
Because they're just, WCW refused to release them when the VHS came out. And that's the copy that the WWF is doing. Now, mind you, I can do without seeing Moondog Rex taking on Junkyard Dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or
probably.
The Buddy Landell match, because I'm telling you, I can't watch another Buddy Landell match. I really can't.
What the fuck is with that guy anyway? Yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, that's what's coming up in the Federation. And we added a new thing called Gaming with the Cock. And that's just video game streams on YouTube if you are so inclined.
There you go. Bust that shit out. If you like the show, you'll dig the Federation. MoFudge.com, everywhere else podcasts are found. Coming up here on the SCL Network, pay-per-view take two. The next episode is in the research phase and the watching phase. In Your House 4, Great White North from Winnipeg. Brett and Owen are not on the card. They're on the undercard. They're in the dark matches. But you do get a Yokozuna versus Mabel clash. So, yeah, it's a real shitter.
Wow. That's intense. When was this from?
1995.
Oh, that's a dark days.
It is. Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. So that's coming up on the SEL channel. Check that out. Other than this, what else we watched this week? NXT was a pretty small show.
Yeah, you had the Zach Gibson against Pete Dunne. Match was pretty good. To me, it got lost in the shuffle. It wasn't that good.
It's a little Britishy as well.
Yeah,
it's a little heavy bland. On the... Yeah. A little heavy on the fucking Matt shit.
Yeah.
You know, I get that stuff and I like that stuff. You know, like I'm a giant Regal mark and shit, but need to be a little more action in it probably. I thought it was a really good match.
Yeah, it was well worked. A UK title match against Zach Gibson means nothing because I've only seen him in the UK tournament.
Right. You know?
So to me, that just didn't bear any weight and it didn't really make me want to watch it because I knew Zach Gibson ain't winning.
Such a bummer how little we see have done. What a waste. Guy is
a superstar.
Star.
And he's not very old either, is he? 22, 23?
He's like, yeah, he's fucking young as hell too. He's so good though. Like a lot of those guys, him and Bates, they're just amazing.
Yeah.
And I think Dunn has it all together, right? I mean, his promos are good. He looks like an asshole. He's fucking really good.
Just that gimmick of carrying the belt in his teeth. That's enough charisma there to trump most of the people on the roster.
And yeah, Belair defeated Perrazzo. I think both those chicks have pretty good potential.
Yeah, Belair is. It shocks me how into Belair I am because I didn't think I was going to be into her when she first started.
She's green, but she's super athletic. So, yeah. I mean, if she can put the rest of it together, you know, I think she is really good. And I can't wait for somebody to grab her by that hair and like whip her around and shit.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be a great day.
Do you think you could do like a spin, like an airplane spin, by holding that shit?
I don't know. That might be dangerous. What if it lets go and she goes flying into the crowd?
I mean, it's not real hair anyway, right?
No, well, no, but I mean, like, it could still catapult her into the crowd. I feel like if you were going to have Belair do get fucking manhandled like that, I think it should be by Aja Kong.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Aja Kong went into the WWF and they couldn't fucking handle how fucking stiff she was. They seen one look of her spinning back fists like, get her fuck out of here. We're just going to drop the whole division.
They saw her fucking beat the shit out of a cute little Japanese girl. They're like, what the fuck?
It's like, we hired her.
That spinning back fist is just, dude. I can't believe that bitch didn't get knocked out from that.
Just fucking murdered her.
Goddamn. Good shit.
Like, that's assault anywhere else.
Lucha Underground was a really good show. I don't think we have to break down everything that happened. Either you watch it or you don't. It must have been, yeah, for Halloween, because this Haunted House match was like Halloween City.
It had everything but treats.
Well, he was eating pumpkin seeds even,
that's
right?
That's true. They had pumpkins. Were they carved pumpkins, Jim?
There was one. There was a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, my God. There was tables with Spooky, Boo, all that other shit put on it.
Yeah, so they were definitely planning for Halloween, and I don't know if they're ahead or behind or what the fuck, but...
I don't know if Mexico celebrates Halloween in August.
I thought it was all right, man. It was still pretty cool. They tried, like, a spear through the cage. I don't know if it was supposed to work or not, but it didn't, and it still looked cool.
Yeah, no, I it's the easy way out of the cage. You knew that they were going to find their way out of there eventually. So
he grabs a big, like, fucking squirrely knife, dude.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I thought that was stupid. Because if you're a deranged dead person and you got a knife, you're going to stab him in the heart. You're not going to fucking graze the top of his head, because Mil Muertes is dead. He's not going to leave. To me, a knife should never be brought into a wrestling match, because the easy way to beat him is just stab him in the fucking stomach and pin him.
Well, yeah, fucking Bruiser Brody, his shit right in the ring.
Yeah, yeah, because everything's legal. Do it.
Wasn't there a hatchet last week on Impact, right? Didn't somebody come to the ring with a hatchet?
Maybe.
I heard they ran over somebody, a kid this week or something.
I didn't see that. I watched bits and pieces of it, though. I didn't watch everything.
The OGs ran over a kid. I don't know. That's
what that could very well be it, because I didn't see the OGs. Fuck's,
like, what's going on this show?
Yeah, I breezed through Impact because it was really not much I wanted to see. I wanted to see Grado and Scarlett Bordeaux, which was immensely entertaining. And I watched the main event Mexican Deathmatch on Impact, and that was immensely entertaining as well.
Yeah. I mean, really, you know, Lucha Underground, I'm not sure where they're, you never really know where they're going.
I don't think they know where they're going, Jim. They're just a TV show. They don't give a fuck about anything else. Yeah.
Pentagon retains over Cage in just crazy spots all over the place. Canadian Destroyer off the top through a table. Yes. And if that's not good enough, how about a package pile driver on six chairs that are like set up, butted up next to each other?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Another
also a Death Valley driver off the apron through a table.
Yeah, no, that's true. There were so many fucking crazy spots in that match. To me, though, I did think it was a little bit too much between the main event and the opener. To me, it's just, you know, I don't know. You got to have some kind of ebb and flow into the show.
This one was definitely hacked together, probably.
It was. There's one other part that seemed very Halloweenish to me, and that was the Ricky Mundo bit. Where I don't know who, I can't remember who he stabs, but like
he kills their agent, right? Johnny Mundo's agent.
Yes, and the blood going into his face and that big smile, I thought was perfect. It was perfect horror movie shit.
Stabs him to death with a pen.
Yeah. Awesome. It's fucking great.
Yeah. What else did you, you said you watched Impact. You got anything to note from that? Really?
I mean, like I said, the Scarlett Bordeaux Grado thing was really good because it was Grado. Venting about his lady troubles to Scarlett Bordeaux, who's teasing him and egging him on. And as he starts getting excited, she just gives these subtle looks to the cameras like, holy fuck, there's a fat guy waving his dick in my face. And that's how they cut. And that was that segment. And then again, the Mexican death match. There was lots of staple gun spots. Pentagon stapled Sammy Callahan's hat to his head and then ripped it off.
It's awesome.
He stapled his arms. They had piñatas because it was a Mexican death match. Inside the piñatas were different weapons. So like they would open one piñata had the stapler. Another piñata had some shears, and he tried to shave Sammy's beard. The other piñata had a baseball bat. There was some other piñata too. I can't remember what was in that one.
Stapler. Yeah, Stapler. We never did the news, which is kind of weird, but I'm kind of up anyway. I'm kind of up against time and shit here.
Do you want to run into the news?
I'm sure. Let's bust through it. What we got
this week in the news? A couple of stoners forget about many, many things in wrestling and save it for last. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and I'm so baked. All of this is news to me. What do you got in the news, man?
I don't have much for news, honestly, because like all I heard of all week was Becky Lynch, Becky Lynch, Becky Lynch.
How about Alexa Bliss? How about Alexa Bliss facing Trish Stratus at Evolution?
Yes, that, I mean, they told a story already for Sasha Banks and Trish Stratus, and now it's Alexa Bliss. So I don't care.
We've heard instances of that shit before. In good news, Alberto El Patron is off Triple Mania. He did because he said he didn't receive his deposit, and yeah, Triple A's like, yeah, we didn't send a deposit because we don't fucking want you anymore. Yeah, fucking bitch. So,
That's not it. Never mind. Don't worry about it. I tried to press the bitch button, but I ended up doing the suplex on the stop three. And we've done that already. So on with the news.
In October, some kind of an NWA 70th anniversary show. People don't usually celebrate anniversaries. Like if you get divorced for a long time and then get married again, you don't just keep going, but whatever. make it sound like it didn't die a horrible death for a few years.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what's going to happen with it, but
I'm sure October 21st. It's piggybacking off of the success of All In, the ROH and MSG. And
MLW.
Yeah, MLW. And, this is, you know, let's get the band back together, boys. Cody will probably be the champion at that point in time.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of news coming out about the Bullet Club going their own separate, like going and not signing contracts and doing their own thing.
How about the fact that this show will be October 21st, Nashville Fairgrounds, be produced in association with Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Entertainment. Oh my
God. Though I'm not going to watch it.
His stream on Fight TV. Yeah. No matches have been announced.
No, because they probably need to get all that Global Force gold out of the fucking bank and hope that it's still worth something.
Yep. But yeah, what you were saying, they're going to stick together, I guess, is what Bullet Club is saying.
Yeah, but they mentioned every name other than Marty Scurll. Marty Scurll is nowhere to be found in all this. So that either, to me, says one of two things. He's got a contract somewhere that he can't get out of. Or they've been hinting at it on Being the Elite with Okada. Every time Okada sees Marty Scurll, he mentions how I'm going to beat you and you're going to go to 205. So maybe he's signed to WWE.
Oh my!
Who knows?
He'd be a great pickup for them, not for 205.
Though. No, but Deonna Purrazzo is his squeeze, I guess you'd say it in a PC term, better than my cum dumpster thing. So
she's there. I get you. She's there. So. Some rapid fire NWA former NWA star. Use the term "star" loosely. No. Such a dick. Chris Champion. I don't know who he is.
I say it loosely because I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Viano 3 passed away at the age of 66.
The best of the Viano brothers. Or yeah. Viano family. Yeah.
That is true. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have much.
That's about it for news. I got nothing.
Impact's going to Mexico.
And on another note, how many people will come back?
September 13th and 14th are taping in Mexico. Could be interesting.
It could be very interesting. Who are they working with? I wonder, in conjunction. AAA, probably.
AAA, yeah.
So probably get that six-sided ring again. Yippee. Jeff Jarrett might be on the show as the mega champion. Yippee.
Fuck that. Speaking of which, Triple Mania is Saturday. I'll be watching it. So next week, come on back. I'll tell you all about it. Some good matches on this show. Yeah, some good matches I'm looking forward to. Jarrett is defending the championship, hopefully dropping, against Phoenix, Cage, and Swan in a four-way. And then we also have a four-way for Mask, Psycho Clown, Phantasma, Park, and Pentagon. I think Phantasma is going to lose his mask here.
I mean, he's got the double whammy. He can lose his mask, get paid that money, and then he can lose his hair and get paid that money because he's got those flowing black locks, right?
I'm a big fan of that guy.
I am.
I'm not sure what it is. Like, I fucking... Although I do dig the King Cuerno a lot more than...
I agree. Phantasma. To me, I always thought Phantasma was a bit of a fairy superhero, the Phantom, you know what I mean? Because that's obviously what it's based off, because the color scheme has to be, right?
Yeah, should be good shit, though. They have a 10-way for the AAA Cruiserweight Championship, dude. That could be pretty absurd.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's going to be something else.
Show will be live on their Twitch, so Saturday night. I will not watch it live as I'm going out to see a fucking black metal band, but, you know, I will watch it at a later date and report back. So, yeah. Do you have anything else before we go?
I think I got nothing else on the wrestling talk. I really there don't it is. Think so.
Do our Twitter shout outs, retweet the pinned episode on our Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show. Like the Brocast podcast, our boy Bobby Anthem. If you need voiceover shit, hit him up at Bobby Anthem. Mr. Klondike Bill, Balls Deep Network, Scott Trilcom, Lee Unwin, The Strap, Burbs, AC Patty, Grammars, Ty, Leo, Bobby Blades, Smack It Down Podcast, Viva La JD, Brian J, THT Wrestling, Chris Savage, FSE Podcast, Lime Link, So Divine, Mr. Lance Levine, Aaron Echoes, Fat Superman, JC Sterling, Well Captain Unclean, Johnny Utah, friends at SatPod, Travis Fudge, your co-host.
Boy, my brother.
Yeah. Jeremy Foltz, Mike Tommaso, Wayne G, Dustin Gangle, Sam Sean Leyland, Eric Turner, Jared Blood and Black Rum, Lucha Krusty, EMZT Podcast and Production, The Futteration, Dan the Man, and Caleb Morganfield. He's always the first one.
He's very quick to the draw.
Very quick to the draw. So I think that's it, man.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week.
To the draw.
We'll be back next week to recap. Well, I'll recap Triple Mania. I'll tell Tyler all about it.
Yeah, I'm not fucking watching it. Not dude, goddamn chance.
What if I come to you and I say, dude, like top three, man? I feel like some of these could be top three matches, man.
If one, yes, if it's like, hey, man, this match is fucking dope, I'll watch it.
Because what is it up against? I don't
think it will be.
The top three, it's up against NXT.
Lucha Underground, TV. NXT. Yeah. That's about it. Impact might have something. They've been doing good shit as of late.
Yeah, I think we're going to have something on a Triple Mania. So we talk about that. We will continue the build to Hell in a Cell.
What kind of build? We've been building mud huts here? Because there's not much of a build.
Well, whatever they build will be here. So check back for that. Buy the t-shirts, subscribe, like, I'll favorite, all that shit. Send tit pictures. I think that's going to do it, man.
I'm advocate for the tit pictures. Really am.
Yeah. Send us pictures of your wife's tits.
We'll like them.
Yeah, we'll like them. All right, man. You got anything else to add before we go?
No. You know, stay healthy and stay off my lawn.
Stay high and stay the fuck off my lawn. There you go, man. It's going to do it for this week. As always, we thank you very much for listening to and supporting the show. Much love. And until next week, may get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. See you then.
Hello.